I've got a friend who recently went vegetarian. And so over the last months, as he's made that shift, I keep getting emails and messages from him with links to different articles about how healthy it is. And for him, he's taken off lots of weight, but he's also been sending articles about how great the substitutes are. So I've been getting a lot of links to articles lately about the upcoming rollout this very week of Burger King's Impossible Whopper. And it goes out nationally this week. And his whole thing is, look, you cannot tell the difference at all. And so this is not an ad for Burger King, but I mention that because in the bigger picture, we are really good at finding substitutes for things. So right now, there's this multi-billion-dollar industry around substitutes for meat. But you go to the grocery store, and how often you find on the aisles substitutes for milk, for wheat flour, for meat now, and just sugar. For years we've had that. In all of that, we've gotten really good at the earthly level at coming up with substitutes that are an attempt to look identical to the real thing, taste identical, have the same identical texture, all of that. But all of that I share as an intro to the readings to pull out something really significant here and to kind of point you toward it here. Let me share with you just a little line from Bishop Robert Barron. You're probably familiar with him from his work in media, a lot of stuff on YouTube, the video series that he's done, the books he's written. And he says this, that what we have going on at the earthly level, the ease with which we find substitutes for authentic things, he says, spiritually, we are just as good at doing that same thing. And here he says, we encounter what he calls one of the most fundamental problems in the spiritual order. One of the greatest problems in our spiritual life is this, he says, that we sense within ourselves the hunger for God, but we attempt to satisfy it with some created good that is less than God. And he says, this is one of the biggest problems that you and I face in the spiritual life. And then he points to St. Thomas Aquinas, who's like one of the greatest minds in the whole life of the church, one of our great saints. But St. Thomas Aquinas knew the same thing, and he honed it down, and he said, in fact, there are four typical ways that we try to substitute for God. And this is what Thomas said. He said, the four most typical ways that you and I try to substitute supernatural things with just earthly things are wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. Wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. And St. Thomas says, those are the things, the four most common things that you and I tend to go to satisfy desires that God himself has put into our heart, but we seek to satisfy the supernatural desire with just a natural thing. And of course, in that, we're going to run into problems. But one thing that's worth noting in light of the readings today is that the stuff that we try to substitute for God, those things are not always just necessarily evil in themselves. So, for example, in the gospel today, as the gospel in the first reading point to one of those four substitutes that Thomas mentions, wealth, Jesus says, though one may be rich, in other words, there's nothing wrong with having an abundance of good material goods around you, though one may be rich, you've got to remember that one's life does not consist of possessions. So it's not just the thing itself, but it's when we make the thing itself the end, the greatest good that we could be living for, that's the problem. And we have to remember, too, that the desires that often motivate us to go after those substitutes, the desires themselves, very often they spring out of stuff, desires that God himself put into our heart. So for example, when it comes to our pursuit of material goods, wealth, if you look underneath of that, I think a lot of times what you find driving it is this desire in our heart, Lord, I want to have security in my life. And that desire to be able to wake up and just know in general that your needs are going to be provided for, that's not a bad thing at all. That your heart's desire for security, the Lord put that there. But he also wants to be the one to fulfill it. This is where we kind of get off track. You can see the same thing, our desire for one of those other substitutes that St. Thomas mentions, pleasure. Just I want to have comfort in life. I don't want to be in a place of suffering or anxiety. I want to have a general level of comfort in my life. That's not a bad thing. But when we make the pursuit of that earthly comfort and pleasure the end goal, that's when we run into trouble. Same thing too. Thomas says we substitute honor at an earthly level. Well, where does that desire come from? Well, underneath of it, all of us want to be loved by others. We want that. And it's a good thing. We were made for that. But when we try to satisfy that deeper supernatural desire to be loved by others, when we try to find the fulfillment of that in human honor, then we're going to run into trouble. So in all of this, there are a few great dangers, kind of deadly dangers that we have to be aware of, that the readings kind of point us to. When we go after these earthly substitutes, we can be certain that there are three things are going to happen. One is, there's no way at all these earthly things can ever satisfy a supernatural desire. It'll just never happen. There's no way that a natural thing can quench a supernatural thirst or hunger. They cannot do it. And that we will always run into that. So that's the first real danger, is you can pursue them, but they're not going to satisfy. But the second deadly danger out of that, that flows from it, is this: that because they don't satisfy, they become addictive. And going back to Bishop Barron, he says this: when we try to satisfy the hunger for God with something less than God, we will naturally be frustrated. And then in our frustration, we will convince ourselves that we need more of that finite good, so we will struggle to achieve it, only to find ourselves again necessarily dissatisfied. At this point, a sort of spiritual panic sets in, and we find ourselves turning obsessively around this creaturely good that can never in principle make us happy. That's where addiction, at the spiritual level, that's where addiction begins to unfold. We double down on something that can never provide, and we think, well, maybe I just need more of it, and it still doesn't provide and satisfy. Well, maybe I need a little bit more. We end up caught up in this really deadly cycle. Then the third really deadly, dangerous thing that flows from all of it is that we can spend a lifetime doing that, but then in the end, when you and I die, all of that stuff, it passes away. We can spend a lifetime pursuing it, but when all is said and done, we do not take any of it with us into eternity. You probably have heard the image that you will never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul. And it's a funny old image that we've used, but it's true. You cannot take it with you. And that's kind of the sad, foolish frustration that's expressed in the first reading today from the book of Ecclesiastes. Just this cry out. It's all vanity. It's all just ridiculous in the end that one would work their whole life as a slave to work to build up these things. And in the end, he dies, and it just gets passed on to someone else who maybe hasn't worked for it at all. So these are the three great dangers that can happen when we make that our pursuit. So what do we do with all of this? What I guess the application for us this morning can be this. Those four substitutes that St. Thomas mentions, for every one of us, one of those is our favorite. Wealth, power, pleasure, or honor. Which one is at the top of the list for you? Like, what is the one that you really find yourself going to, the one that drives more things in your life? We've got to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to know what it is. Help me to identify it. So what might that be for you? Some of you probably already know immediately what it is. For some of you, maybe we need to pray a little bit for the light of the Holy Spirit to shine out and show us. But we've got to let the Lord help us identify what it is. And then the second thing from there is this, and this is a simple application, but I really do think it's the best place to start. Today at Mass, when you come forward to receive the Lord's body and blood, you know there is so much power in that gift of his body and his blood. I mean, the supernatural power in this gift, it's everything that was won for us on the cross. Our starting point has got to be, Lord, there's no way that on my own, by my own human strength, I can break out of maybe an addictive cycle to those four things. I can't do it on my own. But to approach him today, and as you feed on his body and blood, to be ready to say, Lord, give me the power, give me the help that I need. Just begin to get in, and like with the crowbar of your grace, just start to separate me from my clinging to these things so that I'll be free to be in a place where you can satisfy the very desires that you put into my heart. Now, we've got to be clear, this kind of work, this is a big chunk of the spiritual life, is this work of letting the Lord separate us from earthly things we've been clinging to and moving us to a place where we're ready to let him satisfy us. It doesn't happen easily. In fact, when you look at the second reading today, Paul is talking about this, and he says to us, he says, look, this is the way you need to be thinking. This kind of focusing our hearts back on the Lord is not going to happen casually, but he says, put to death the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Take off the old self and put on the new self. But Paul, he knows what this is like, and he says, look, you need to think of it in really serious terms. It really is a matter of putting the old stuff to death. And the only way that that can happen is by the Lord's grace. There's so much more that we could say. Like here, you could open this up and have a whole program for your spiritual life. And this could be an extended retreat that we do as a parish one day. But today, let me just point us right to that very first step. Lord, I can't do this on my own. But I believe that there is so much power and grace and love that you give me when I feed on your body and blood that I want that to be the starting point. Let me receive you and welcome your power to come in and separate me, put to death my clinging to earthly things so that these desires that you put in my heart, that you can be the one then to begin to satisfy in a real way that lasts eternally, that you can satisfy those desires in an overflowing way that only you, Lord, are able to do.